music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back, folks, and I know we've got some calls perhaps coming in. We've had our problems with the board today, apparently cutting out, so you bear with us. Maybe we've reached that point now where it's going to be okay. So let's hope so, and let's keep up the good work here on RBN. And, I do have a couple of clips, maybe at least one that I want to play. This will be most appropriate for Dr. K from nodisinfo.com. But he is with us right now to join us. And hello, Dr. K. It's been a long time.
Yeah, God bless. It's been a long, long time. Great to be with you and all of our friends in the audience. It's quite an important time to do some discussion, though, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's been a great time to talk, and I know you have been quite active with regard to the nutrition front, and that's definitely the number one issue today is trying to keep healthy and keep well. And with that state of mind, particularly where people are losing their minds, as you know.
How couldn't you lose your mind? Everybody, there's going to be a change or another change, and then in this nightmare and mess of meddling and interfering with people's lives and homes and countries and nations, and then all of a sudden you fire off about $100 million worth of missiles at a land strip and kill some people. I mean, it's completely completely insane. Now, that type of stuff was always going around anyway. You know, the Zionists have been bombing Syria whenever they want. And see,
yes,
they can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Because if one person retaliated, it would be the guys for, you know, who knows what. Who knows?
Well, I mean, let's face it. Yeah, you've got a country that's America is becoming that country. It will become that country if these Kenites have their way. And that's what they're doing now, is to create that civil war in a country with insurgents pouring in, because these so-called Al-Qaeda people and ISIS people, you know darn right well, they're really insurgents. They're not even citizens of Syria, and they're being armed by the United States. They're being supplied by the United States.
And trained
Turkey.
By the CIA. Mossad.
I mean, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be laughable. You get 6,000 troops, Americans, in Syria, invading that country. Literally taking it, you know, by storm. And then you say, well, it was Assad, you know, that flew these planes loaded with gas and was gassing his own people. I mean, we heard that before. We heard it from Judith Miller in the New York Times about the weapons of mass destruction. We heard about the missiles that were aiming for London, aiming for Downing Street. We heard about the incubators and the babies being taken off them. It came straight from the honest mouth of Bob Zelnick from ABC News, and you could never doubt them now. And here we hear it again.
We hear it all over again. The drums have been beating and beating. You know, this so-called CIA has been meddling in deep in Syria for 15 years. They've been doing everything they can for their Zionist masters to try to undermine the elected or the national leadership.
Yes, and it is elected, by the way. I mean, regardless of what you think about Assad, you know, he was given an approval rating of 80%.
Yeah,
and precisely for the reason. What's that?
He was given the nod.
Well, yeah, he was given the nod. I mean, you know, let's face it, when your country's under siege, most of the people who are never seen by the media, they don't go and interview them, are going to stand by its government. I mean, we saw that with Bush here. And you could say, if you want to talk about a demagogue, you talk about W and what he did and the people standing behind him when we were under attack, supposedly by you-know-who, the same old boogeyman, right? So, I mean, you know, that's part of it, but the reality is that you have a foreign invasion into Syria by many parties, and Israel has repeatedly bombed them. Most recently, in the last 2 weeks, they've been bombing them again. So
Covertly, and through their proxies, you know, using Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are proxy Zionist nations. Even the Hajj is controlled by the Zionists. The entire Middle East is under their realm. There's not an exception to that. Well, Islamic Iran broke free, we know that. But even there, they're constantly trying to meddle into their affairs. Not so successfully, however, for once at least. No, so.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it? Iran is the big prize they would love to take down.
Oh, yeah.
They would love to do it by proxy war, by any means they possibly can. They've done it financially. They've done it with the boycotts.
Oh, yeah.
They've done it with many other ways in killing off their scientists, murdering them right in the streets of Iran. I mean, you know, we're talking about a thuggish, murderous criminal regime in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem.
Oh,
this
my
is the
God.
Bad victory.
All that's wrong in the Middle East comes from the Zionist criminal mob. Every corruption, every murder, you know, I mean, other than, you know, common murder, but every kind of displacement of people and destruction of homes and property and destruction of infrastructure, it's all from Zionist Israel.
Does anybody remember, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago what happened in Lebanon? Hundreds of thousands of people made homeless because of the Israeli invasion that was totally and completely a lie to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that doesn't count, though.
No, it doesn't count that Beirut was virtually obliterated. One of the most populous, modern city in all of the Middle East. So it all comes from the synagogue of the devil.
Yes.
They are the devil incarnate. And see, even now you have, at first we analyzed it incorrectly, but you have actually a terrorist attack in Stockholm. There have been hoaxes there before. There have been hoaxes all over Europe. Mm-hmm. But this time you have an actual truck that ran people over.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what it is, but who knows who's behind it, you see, because
that's just it, you know, that's it. You know, you will have real terror, you will have fake terror. Most are fake, but...
Yeah, most are fake. 99% are fake.
I mean, the reality is, yes, there are people who disguise themselves as radical Islam, whatever, Catholic priest, no matter what. There are some who are radicalized, but let's be honest about it. The Mossad operates by way of deception, by way of underground cover-up, and by masquerading themselves. And
you cannot rule out the hand of the Mossad in this latest Stockholm thing. You cannot. You know, and we know for sure that in the Mossad perpetrated this so-called gas attack scenario, the whole thing, because even if those bombs were detonated, maybe by accidental attack against a warehouse like the Russians claim, or a deliberate attack, the bombs came from the Zionists, period. I mean, the gas bombs. They were smuggled into Syria. That's all.
Well, you know what I found very interesting, Doc, is that all of these people were saying, no, and rightfully so, what purpose, what good would it serve the government of Syria to bomb its own people with these explosive devices that literally kill people, with sarin nerve gas that literally killed them very quickly in a horrific way? I mean, any kind of killing is bad enough. What about if their bodies are blown into bits like the Israelis do all the time? You know, is that any more pretty? Is that any more you know, wholesome to look at?
Imagine.
No, of course not.
Drums
but
of
what,
war
what
being
if,
beat.
But, yeah, but what if, you know, again, the goal is to win a war against the terrorist insurgency in your country. What would it profit you to use that type of gas, knowing full well that the whole world would condemn you for doing it? Well, obviously it doesn't. So you say, well, wait a minute. Now we have no planes. The rebels have no planes. Wait a minute. Who said the rebels had to have any planes. We've got 6,000 Marines or so, an army rather, in Syria. We've got the ISIS people who are operating freely, basically still freely in certain parts of the country, and also with Turkey supplying them. The United States is supplying them. We've got other outside sources of gas. The gas was supposed to have been totally destroyed when that observer team went in, and then all of a sudden, well, he's a cheater, they'd say. He snuck him in, you know, Assad snuck him in. And, of course, none of that makes sense when you consider that nobody has established anything with regard to guilt. Nobody has established a single thing.
Nothing. And let's not forget Operation Northwoods, which has been in operation since the 1960s, where you can disguise a Soviet MiG and you know, use a stock MiG that you have and paint some decals on it, and then all of a sudden it's the Soviets, it's the Assad, it's the Islamic Iran or whatever. And the whole time it was the Mossad. Anyway, anything that goes wrong in the Middle East goes back to the Israelis.
Right.
And their collaborators in Europe and the United States.
You're right.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that goes wrong in Europe goes back to the Israelis. If there was a crazed Muslim or a crazed person from a Muslim country, whoever he was, Uzbek, or if that's the case, nobody has it yet, and he ran those people down, at a minimum you have Westminster, which was a hoax, publicized as real, as if this is a good thing for Islamic radicalization. You have Munich, which was fake. The truck was a fake. You have the Nice, total absolute hoax with CGI. This time you have a real event where some crazed individual. What if it was a copycat? The criminals go back to the people who faked these things. Ultimately. So, but we don't know all the details in Stockholm. We do know that people died, and I want to issue a little apology because originally I was analyzing it. And so many of these things are horrifically fake, but this is real, you know. In my initial analysis,
unfortunately, you know, there are copycats. There are people who will get ideas, and it does serve. Unfortunately, the reality is it does serve in the overall plan to continue to demonize people so that you can continue to wage war. That's the most unsettling part, regardless of who. Whatever it is that may be found guilty of any incident such as this, real or not, the important thing is that the police state will be erected. And that's
right.
What it's all about.
And what better place than Sweden, which has been the most liberal and has been very good about taking in the Syrian refugees and has been very, 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 very liberal, actually. I don't want to use the word liberal. I should say gracious to taking in people. So the best possible scenario cannot be a total coincidence. Somebody put the guy up to it would be the logical thought, it's horrifying. What's the reality check? 911 was horrifying, but nobody made any. There was no groundswell against the perpetrators. There was no presumption of guilt by association to the Israelis. Instead,
If you want to hide something, you know, from people, you just put it out in the open.
Yeah.
And they will not acknowledge it. I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, I did catch a little bit of Glenn Beck this week, you know, just a minute or so. You know, we know he gives you a lot of truth and then lead you astray like some others do. But he did say one important thing. And, you know, he was talking about, regardless of who it is in the White House, doesn't matter. You know that. And basically, saying the nerve gas agent, they're in and then they're out. They're in Syria, then we got them out. There's none left, and then they're in again, and then they're back again, and then they're gone. Oh, we missed one. Oh, you know. And basically, he was showing just how ridiculous this whole thing is. So
it
what
is.
Do you do? You in?
It's all by the, it's all Sheldon Adelson, Haim Saban, Israeli billionaires, Zionist collaborators, the Rockefeller clique, the Rothschild clique, the oil clique, the oil gas clique. It's operated at the most high levels you don't even fathom, and then the consequences, we're all of us are suffering, all of us.
Well, Now, you mentioned 9/11, and that's a good example. How is it that even to this day, anybody can say they saw any plane fly through a wing of the Pentagon? When the Pentagon itself released that ridiculous video that said, look, this is proof of a plane going into it, because so many people had cast dispersions and doubt upon it, including some of the top people within the government itself, in the military, retired, and so forth. So guess what? They released a video. And what did you see in that video?
Photoshop, CGI, fake part, nothing.
It was fucked up.
Yeah.
It was, when they say we've got proof, satellite images now, satellite images of proof that it was Mr. What's his name again now? Assad? Is that his name?
Assad, yeah. Assad, yeah.
Children, we know categorically, okay, would you bet the farm on it? Would you categorically swear under oath that you have absolutely untampered with, no CGI, no kind of, you know, tampered with evidence that will show categorically he did it? And no, no, of course not. They don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to, and because all you got to do is blast it through the Zionist outlets repeatedly, brainwashedly, over and over again, and you could start World War III on a dime. But taking back to the so-called base, you know what's curious about that? See how they all collaborate together? The regime is one. It's one world government for a reason. Here you have the Russian helicopters that have been so instrumental in pushing back the Zionist proxy mercenaries. And there's not a one of them at that. From what I can tell, all the imagery I've looked at, you know, the airfield that was hit with the 60 cruises, there's not a one of those helicopters there. There aren't any real airplanes on the
airstrip.
They
were allowed to take them out ahead of time, obviously, we're forewarned, and that was, again, part of the surprise, you know, this basically contained strike that was
contained
sent as a message. But it wasn't sent as a message to North Korea, wasn't sent to the world, it wasn't sent to Al-Qaeda or ISIS. What it was is a signal about what will come in the days and months ahead. And that is, we're going to increase our war. Regime change is what we want because Israel wants it. Okay,
exactly.
And that is why. Period.
It was a carrot to quiet down. It could even have been a carrot to quiet down Netanyahu. Because, you see, the rabid Zionist extremist is a brutal creature. Remember what Truman said, the pressure. It was like a pressure cooker on his skull, the Zionists. And remember what happened with the Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, and they had the goods on him. Brandeis had the goods on him on his affair.
Yeah.
The pressure. So you could see Trump kind of stumbling off the stage. This was a propaganda stunt. Yeah, people were killed.
Just watching him speak. Obviously was a rehearsed script, and it was almost like he was reading a television script, which is in essence what he was doing. And then he invoked God's blessings and God's wisdom on this, you know, almost like adding insult to injury.
Oh, yeah.
Know full well that this is a blasphemous thing to say. All right, let's see if we can just play a brief clip. Do we have time before the break, Sam? If we do, let's just play one of our great spokesmen from the Bush administration praising the effort of Mr. Trump in a rather interesting manner. Go ahead.
Bush administration, and Ari, great to see you. And listen, since we just kind of came out of this whole conversation on Syria, I'd love to actually just go ahead and begin there with you. I read the White House statement a moment ago from the president, but we have some sound in also from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, also reacting to the atrocity of this chemical attack in Syria. And here is what the Prime Minister has just said.
I'm appalled by the reports that there's been a chemical weapons attack on a town south of Idlib, allegedly by the Syrian regime. We condemn the use of chemical weapons in all circumstances. If proven, this will be further evidence of the barbarism of the Syrian regime. I'm very clear that there can be no future for Assad in a stable Syria which is representative of all the Syrian people, and I call on all of the parties involved to ensure that we have a transition away from Assad.
She said it so clearly, there can be no future for Assad. You know what the Trump administration said last week about, the focus now more on fighting ISIS and less about ousting Assad. But England is our closest ally. Should we not be on the same page?
Well, the problem with that, of course, as heartfelt as it is, and I hope it would one day be right, is that's exactly what Barack Obama said, and then Assad does have a future. He made one for himself because Barack Obama did not act. And so it's one thing to use the rhetoric, the kind and compassionate rhetoric, there's no future for him, but that has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. Look, I wouldn't mind if the United States and our allies took military action and destroyed something or killed some people who were very close to Assad to send a signal that we will not allow this to happen. I wish Barack Obama had done that when he drew the red line. He should have. And we are indeed living with the consequence of a red line that was erased.
Well, does the
You know, you get arrested for that.
Mean anything
if you, Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, that was Ari Fleischer. You remember the Bush team, the neocons, the America lasters, Israel firsters, but now they're heaping praise, and he's not the only one, Dr. K, heaping praise on this administration for exercising belligerency in world affairs to protect American interests. Isn't that interesting, revealing?
Isn't that interesting? I don't mind if they kill a bunch of people, is what his exact quote.
Yeah, close to Assad, like the children, the seven children or what have you, that
exactly.
apparently lie dead from the after effects of the raid, the Tomahawk missiles. Well, of course, that's the way you save lives, is to take them, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You save them from going through the agony of this world, I guess. I don't know.
I suppose in a sordid sort of way. Yeah, but here you have a neocon gloating and gleefully expressing, you know, that bloodlust for life, you know.
Mm.
So what's a few Arabs? So what's a few blacks? So what's a few Americans and so on and so forth?
What,
you know,
as long as
Israel is protected, essentially, you know, Ari Fleischer and Dov Zakheim, these were the Bush linchpins of that administration.
Mm.
Paul Wolfowitz and company. Now Josh Bolton is right back there, you know. This is a neocon-run government, and shame on many people who think otherwise, who still give him a passing card, Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, we're going to get him because they use chemical weapons. They ought to come get us, right? We have the dime weapon we gave to the Zionists. We have the white phosphorus we donated to their cause. We have the depleted uranium. Depleted uranium is a chemical, everybody. You know, it's the ceramic-coated uranium and the residue of the nuclear power industry. That's a chemical form of uranium. That's no longer something natural.
Mm-hmm.
And, bellicose, belligerence, you want to name it, we've got it. We've got
the
handle on it.
Well, there's something that I've been handed, too, by Andy Hitchcock. By the way, his program in the U.K. is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And he did send me this online from the Mail online news story that apparently was taken down after. And the headline was actually reading, and this was the headline, U.S.-backed plan to launch chemical weapon attack on Syria and blame it on Assad regime. This goes back to Obama and on his watch. So this story now, this new report that apparently claims that this was a plan all along, has basically just disappeared from the landscape, you know?
Right, and there was this lawsuit against the Mail and so forth, but that doesn't absolve the Zionists. They have transported, we know for certain, doesn't matter whether the Daily Mail or has an article at this point, that they transferred the sarin. It was their plan, the chlorine gas, the chemicals to mix. They're the big ones, mix it in a drum and blame it on a sheik. Remember that on 911?
Yeah,
we saw
exactly.
They called in on 911 saying we've got some people mixing in a barrel with a chic outfit.
Everything that they have accused everyone else of doing, they have done to the nth degree.
King David
That's
Hotel, they were mixing the explosives in milk jugs and dressed like the chic outfit to lay the blame for the detonation on the Islamic people, Arabs, whatever. And they nearly got away with it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, okay, I think it's time to, do we have time before the break to take a call or two? I think we only have a few seconds. So let's take the break. You stay where you are. I think we had a few, and we also have a couple of more added. So we'll try to refresh and bring them all up to date and take some calls at 800-313-9443. Dr. K is with me right now, and we will rejoin you, folks. Just a few. Listen and support RTN sponsorship.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back now, and we will take some calls at 800-313-9443. I think we have Kent has been waiting a long time. Kent from West Virginia on the line. Hello, Kent.
Hi, Rick. Hey. Hi, Rick. I called in after you were talking about the price of the missiles and everything, and that plays on a concept that came to my mind some years back. And, you know, we have on our dollar bill these words, this bill is legal tender for all debts, public and private, which means that if you or any of us have a little business or something and somebody comes in and pays with dollars and say, well, we're not going to take that, we want gold or we want silver, or you'll get a visit by somebody, couple of guys with some guns, and they'll say, well, you're going to take that dollar bill. And so my theory is that that same slogan is backed up around the world, keep maintaining the U.S. dollar's international currency, except it's not by a couple of guys in uniform, you know, in suits with guns in their coats, but it's a couple of aircraft carriers and missiles and that sort of thing.
Yes, that is so true, yeah. And you don't comply, and you get rained on. It's just completely.
You get a little visit, and that's all there is to it. So,
right.
But,
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a good analogy, actually. It's quite good.
Very good thinking.
Yeah. All right, Kent, anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, and concerning this event, I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that President Kushner, and I do call him President Kushner, paid a visit to Iraq just a few days before
that. Yes! Yes, the ambassador... Ambassador Netanyahu.
It seems as if John McCain was hopscotching all around, too, in NATO and, you know, back and forth, up and down, inside out, and that something was afoul. We could all sense it. You know, this didn't come as any surprise to me because I expected this to happen actually a little bit sooner, and I'd been waiting for that shoe to drop. So I was totally, totally unsurprised. And I think many of
our... Al-Mossad Ada base cohort, King of Jordan, was there, you know, U.S. Mossad base guy.
Al-Sisi, of course, naturally, in Egypt, Yeah. They overthrew the lawful government there, the government of Morsi. They put him in jail. God knows what happened to him.
Nobody knows.
Hundreds of thousands were killed right in the streets by this government that Mr. Trump has no problem honoring. The LCC government.
No, and you had those Israeli snipers on the roofs gunning down the Muslim supporters of Morsi, you know? Bodies everywhere, dead. Not fake. You know?
Absolutely. Okay, Kent, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Ed from Utah, I think he was on the line. But let's see, we have Lynn in Maryland now. Hello, Lynn.
I don't want to make myself a pest, so I'll be quick. Thank you very much for your program today. I just wanted to say, because I've called the Post, the Washington Times, the Congress, senators, the Rubio, these people are driving me nuts. But remember Obama's red line? Well, and Mr. Putin stepped in the agreement they'd get rid of whatever chemical weapons Assad had. Ban Ki-moon said that they had confiscated the weapons that were being disposed of by our ship out in the ocean, incinerated. And then he said, but we haven't determined whose weapons they are. 3 to 4 weeks later, he had a press conference. Mm-hmm. The sole purpose of Ban Ki-moon's press conference was to tell the public that they had determined that those were not Assad's weapons. I am so sick of hearing that because everybody for weeks now, and this war drum thing started mm-hmm. weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this since we had to get under our desks, you know? Did you hear Nikki Haley? Now, I'm not a Nikki Haley fan to begin with. Just take that church shooting after that Christian response event that she invited all the college students to the Saturday before the Dylan Roof guy who didn't look like his arm could hold up a gun long enough to shoot 9 people. And not to mention less than a week later, they could have a church service in that building.
Let me
tell you something else that happened, because if you want to talk about raining down crap on us, it was on the John Bachelor show a week later. This man was interviewing about something totally non-related to South Carolina. And he said, you know, I was down there that week after that, and it was the strangest thing. The people were just so calm. He said it like 5 times.
I guess it's
just a southern thing that people down there are just so calm. And I'm like, no, it's not normal.
It's just not normal.
Oh, and I have something to ask you. If Andrew Hitchcock's show, if it can be listened to by phone, like on audio now, like I listen to you, if you could ever give out that number, if it's possible to listen to him that way, because I don't use the internet anymore. I don't have access.
I don't believe you can. I don't think so. I think you have to listen online. But I'm sure that I'll be getting some emails or Skyping from Andrew. And he will set that record straight. But I'm pretty sure that it's not available on phone line. Of course, he's in the UK, you know, and here we are.
Oh, yeah, that's quite
expensive. That's true. So anyway,
I just feeding AI anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you're equipped with your Androids or whatever you have, then certainly.
No, I don't use a cell phone. I don't even have a cell phone. Believe me,
well,
they are making it difficult.
I don't blame you for that because I don't myself. I really have one, but I don't use it, okay?
Yeah, good
and
for you. You save your brain. No.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what's wrong with people. It actually takes months to recover from being around wireless. It takes months to get your thinking back.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thanks for your call.
You
we do
so
have
much.
Ed now. I'm sorry about that. Ed, come on up.
Rick.
Hi, Ed. How are you? Come on up.
Not too bad. You and Dr. Tate, good to talk to you folks. And just to let you know, Rick, it seems like every day that goes by, more and more, you and Deanna Spangola are proven more and more right about Mr. Trump.
I don't like to, put it this way, and I don't want to go over it over and over and over again. I would just say that I try to be as humble as I can. I don't want to be didactic. I don't want to tell people, what to think or how to think, but I do know these Keenites pretty well. I know how they operate. I know what they are all about. I know the job they have to perform, and I know that they are not going to ever allow anybody to get into the White House or any position high up in Congress and live to talk about it if they think they can outsmart them or in some way turn the tables on them. They are controlled, bought, and paid for. And all of this goes back to the Mossad. And don't forget, the skeletons in the closet are used. Dossiers on, and they will let out the information to their media as soon as these guys decide they might step out of line. It's that simple, okay?
You're so right. And I called to make a couple of peripheral comments on the thrust of what you're talking about here. You had the TSA, not under Obama and Bush, the TSA lately, within the last month, has stepped up, and this is under Mr. Trump, and I thought, where's this coming from, to get very invasive with the pat-downs. This is new stuff in February. And then you put that with, are we back to, Rick, let's make a deal. Notice that Mitchell was reticent about using the nuclear option to get nominees. Okay, so last night, less than 24 hours after the bombing, you had Mr. Gorsuch get confirmed without a lot of Zio media, going after it, just a little bit of shadow boxing. So you have that, and then abruptly, the breaking news, RBN's onto it, Bannon. Another fellow, there was a little bit of hope in, like General Flynn, who may not have put up with this. Who knows now? Comment, please.
I alluded to that earlier when Art was on, and I was saying that this inside White House deal, Kushner, obviously, Mossad is running it direct through Kushner. Bannon has his own extreme agenda because, he's a follower of some of the people that we've talked about, like Dugin, Alexander Dugin, who ran... the Prime Minister Putin in Russia's campaign. So I see it as both sides coming together and clashing, but they're still the same people. They're still the same ownership. All they're doing is fighting over turf, is what I believe. That's my opinion.
Just a Trump
and Gorsuch
thing.
On Gorsuch, what'd you say?
Yeah, the fast nomination last night comes right after, and Mitchell held out on using the nuke option, Rick.
Well,
and then all of a sudden, the bombing of Syria.
Well,
you can't
McConnell,
pay too much.
No. McConnell. sounds like he's doing a poor imitation of Jimmy Stewart. He's another wimp. Gorsuch means nothing. That's a bone to the conservatives.
Yeah, you can't pay too much attention to skull and bones. I mean, let's face it, you have... remember when the Mossad was caught from AIPAC on a recording? Well, we can't look like we like Obama too much or Bush. We have to do both sides.
Right.
And that way we create the illusion that we're fighting with them. But in fact, we're not fighting with them. Yes. That's what you're doing.
You see, Bannon represents that Leninist philosophy I mentioned before. He wants to burn the system down, and that really means creating a civil war scenario in America. However, on the other end, you've got a direct lineal descendant of the Sons of Cain there, right? And they're intermarried within the Trump family and the progeny thereof, right? They run They want to just take over everything in the White House. So it's a turf war, and both sides are dangerous to America, because at this point, whether you're right and you want to rebuild America or not, you have all of this minutia that you can't build on a foundation that doesn't exist. You've got
to right? Absolutely. And then lastly here, of course, Speaker of the House would take over. They got Pence in there if Trump did not go along with this. And then I think fourth in line is right here in River City, Orrin Hatch. And it could explain why he went silent, not pro or against Trump in the last month, because he's a political survivor.
Well, whatever.
It gets real messy, doesn't it, huh?
They're all pretty ambitious boys.
Yep.
Thanks for the airtime.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed, but now you all know why. This problem cannot be solved by any man kings any more than it did in ancient Israel. It's not going to be solved by people. They're looking for a political messiah, you see. And the only a real messiah, only God can heal and bring truth to this world and bring an end to this lying.
That's the truth.
Degenerate, vile world. No more lies. No more medical fraud. You know, look at all these children that are being killed, you know. Now they're coming into the world, as you know, Dr. K, and within years now, they're teens and late teens, the millennials are getting cancers and so forth. And this is unheard of, you know.
Yeah.
What do? They treat them with more poison toxicities. I mean, God has to step in and say, enough of that. You're destroying my creation, you know?
It's true, and we can't do anything, you know? It's just, well, you have to kind of concentrate on yourself, start with yourself, don't let yourself go, try to keep yourself in good health, work with your loved ones, work with your children, focus. They don't want us to focus on anything. Everything's got to be distracted and confused, and that's the plot.
And you're absolutely right. We are distracted moment by moment from one day to the next week. It's another distraction and a focal point. We'll talk about that now for the next week. And then another crisis and then another one. And that's what we call confusion, Babylonian confusion of the mind, you see?
Babel.
Let me just mention Dr. Case with us today. You know, North American Urban Spice has done quite a good job. They've helped me amazingly and with my problems that I've had, and you and many of you out there. And you should remember, this year they're doing really some good things, banner sales, I guess. And it's because people out there are catching on. They know that they need alternative medicine. So what you want to do is give them a call. Just pick up the phone the weekdays and call them up at 800-243-5242. Okay? It's 800-243-5242. North American Herb and Spice. Go online, look them up, and, you know, support them, because they are helping people. And so that's it. On that note, Dr. K, I think we have more calls, and we have a little time here before the break. Caesar in New York.
Exactly. That's fine.
Come on up, Caesar.
How are you today, Rick? Excellent show.
Thank you.
Rick, all I got to say is it's a done day, and it's all a dog and pony show. And Trump is now a war criminal. And, you know, I see him on TV throwing all these Illuminati signs up, you know, the 666, the horns of the devil. I seen him all these Illuminati signs. So, you know, and to be honest with you, it's the neocons are running the show. He's got all the neocons in there, the chicken hawks. I mean, it's
a joke.
A joke is an understatement.
Exactly. No, I agree. You know, you've said it well in very simple terms, but hey, you know,
listen,
what? If
Rick,
the shoe fits, you wear it.
Rick, our country is gone, and I don't know what it will take to get it back. There's not enough people that are born in this country to know what the paradigms are, okay, to get this country back to where it's supposed to be. A lot of people say it's the bankruptcy of 33, a lot of it could be also the 1871 Constitution.
Yeah.
If you recall,
look, I always say, please listen, listen to God. Don't listen to me. Listen to him. He tells you what you have to do if you want to be saved and you want to be healed. Your nation will be healed, your world. But you've turned from him, the people, that is. They've instead embraced man-kings. They want to live a life of degeneracy and destruction and then say, God bless us. You know, it doesn't work that way.
No.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. It is all an illusion, just like you said. You speak the truth, my friend.
Rick, you know what God stands for? It stands for gold, the money we ain't got, oil, what we put into these cars, and dope incorporated. That's for God. In God we trust. Gold, oil, and drugs.
Yep, that's what it is. ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Caesar. Appreciate it, young man. And we have Barb in Florida. I was thinking of her a while ago. Barb, come on up.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. Hi, Dr. K. I especially want Dr. K to know that in our state legislature, they've passed this bill, this resolution, condemning the resolution of, I guess it was the Security Council, condemning Israel for... building the places over there, against what they've done in the past. You want me to hold on till
back? We'll come back and stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored. Dr. K will be right back with me to sum up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
are back now, folks. Bear with us, and thank you for your help and support and patience. And we have Barb back on the line. Hello, Barb. Go ahead. Continue now.
Yeah, they're trying to pass that bill in the House and the Senate condemning the resolution condemning, you know, Israel.
Yeah. So who sponsored
for their activity.
That? No. Who sponsored that bill? Who had the courage?
Yeah. Oh, we have a bunch of, I don't know.
What
redneck?
What redneck?
Oh, they were all Jewish. Oh, they were. That's the point. They were all Jewish. You had Moskowitz and Fine in one house, and another a Jewish fellow in the other house. And I sent, you know, emails. I tried to educate them. But remember, and I sent the link, this is the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty. So if you go to USSLiberty.org, it comes right up about what happened with the USS Liberty. And that,
USS
that's a
Liberty,
chance for
USS
us to educate
Cole.
People.
Yeah, the Beirut barracks was detonated by the Mossad.
Rachel Corrie and so on.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about her, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Also, Chuck Baldwin has written a two-set DVDs. You have to really play them on your computer, I think, for them to play. But they explain the whole thing about Israel and the Scofield Bible and the whole thing.
Yes.
He does a terrific job. People need to get that.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, in that regard,
and
he has, yes.
Yeah, the last point I wanted to make is I sent a link to you only this morning, unfortunately, Rick, about the Ron Paul Institute.
Yeah, I received that. Yes, I received that.
Yeah.
Sure.
They had some terrific speakers. They had Congressman Massey, who said someone set something up to drag us into war.
Yeah.
Dave Stockman was a speaker. He said, who appointed Trump the spanker-in-chief?
Yeah.
Stop bombing, droning, and occupying. He gave a terrific speech.
Right.
Also, they had a panel of Phil Giraldi and a teacher, a professor from Boston College, Hunt Tooley. And he said, Syria, they need a whistleblower on this. You know, what happened there in Syria.
Right,
to get down to the real facts.
Look,
yeah,
and,
I mean, the gas came from the Zionists through their agents, through Turkey, into Syria. That's what it is.
You know, it's just Saddam Hussein all over again, Iraq redux, and that's all it is. It's pretty obvious, but how many times do you have to be shortchanged at the register, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for
Thanks,
all
Barb.
This information, Barb. I believe John in Arkansas only has a few seconds, but he's up. Hello there.
Hello, Wolfram. We do the up to it again.
Hi there, John. Yes.
Hey, okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that on my radio show when you're off the air.
Bring
I believe about America.
You wanted to get Dr. K on at some point, too, didn't you?
No, he talked bad about me, and I'm not going to invite him on my show.
What?
Yes, you did. He said, not that guy from Arkansas again.
When did he say that?
No, I don't think so.
You're just teasing. You're teasing him.
I was just joking with him. Oh, well, no,
I'll send you an email. Hey, I just want to say one thing about what happened when that guy shot up the black church. It's fake. You know why? Because when a single black neighborhood in that city was burning.
Is that right?
Why?
Oh, man. You know, you're right. It's fake. It's 1,000% fake. Yeah.
Well, go back to your synagogue now, Rabbi, and Godspeed.
Hey, what are you doing calling me Rabbi now?
All right. Okay.
All right,
have a good
friend.
Folks.
Come on,
time.
John.
Thanks,
we're behind you. Keep going, okay?
Hey, look, we're out of time, folks. Goodbye, and we'll see you next week, God willing. Thank you, Dr. K.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.